Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. So there's a very interesting Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. And the Gemara there describes a discussion that took place between the great Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And they were describing the different actions of the Goyim, of the Romans in particular. And Rabbi Yehuda described how kama noim maaseim shel umazu. How beautiful are the actions, the deeds, the accomplishments of the Romans. Tiknu shvakim, tiknu negisharim. They built marketplaces, they built bridges. Tiknu merchasos, they built bathhouses. Comes along Rabbi Yossi stays quiet. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, he says, koma shetiknu lo tiknu elo l'tzarech atzman. Everything that they built for themselves. They were selfish. Tiknu shvakim, they built marketplaces, simply lahoshe behind zonos. They built merchatzos, bathhouses, la'adin behem atzmam, to beautify themselves. They built gishar and bridges in order to take tolls, to take taxes. And this led to the whole mice of Rabbi Shimon having to run away. So Rabbi Yashin points out, how could Rabbi Yehuda go ahead and say that they do wonderful things? Kamen no ma'asayim, how beautiful is their ways? Don't we have an iser deraisa, says the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, lo sechanim, you can't give a free gift, you can't give a free compliment. How is this allowed? And the answer is, you're allowed to because of Hakaras HaTov. You're allowed to show thanks and gratitude when they've done something for you. And the Romans built bridges, they built merchatzos, they built bathhouses, they built marketplaces. And for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda was praising them. It wasn't a free praise, it was an expression of gratitude. Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, felt, you can't express your gratitude because it wasn't built for you. It was built for themselves. It was built for their Avodah Zarah. And therefore, there would be an Isser of Lo Sechanim. There would be an Isser in order to show gratitude and Hakaras HaTov to them. So there's a fascinating discussion. Rabbi Zilberstein has a number of shilas where it was asked, are you allowed to express Hakaras HaTov to a goy? And the answer is yes, you're allowed to. We see this from Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. You can. Rabbi Shimon only didn't because they didn't deserve it. But when a goy deserves Hakaras HaTov, then you would actually have to express the Hakaras HaTov. So in one of the tshuvas of the Rabbi Zilberstein and Chashuge Chemed, in Beit Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, he brings a fascinating proof that you have to show Hakaras HaTov to the goyim. And it's based on a Maisa Hashem, the parish of Rabbi Elazar Ashkenazi in the Haggadah. And he asked the question when it says in the Haggadah, Ilu lo hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu avoseinu mimitzrayim. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not taken us out of Mitzrayim, hare anu ubaneinu uvnei baneinu. We, our children and grandchildren, would still be mishubadim hainu leparo mimitzrayim. We would still be slaves to Paro. Asks the Maisa Hashem, how is that possible? 2,000 years later, we'd still be slaves to Paro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so many other ways to let us go free. Okay, so he didn't have to force us, but maybe he would have convinced Paro to let us go free. What does it mean we would still be slaves? And he explained that had HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Paro to let us go free, so then we would have been meshubad. We would have been indebted to Paro forever. We would have had incredible gratitude, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tov him for letting us go free. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Klai Yisrael living with that. He didn't want us living indebted to Paro and to the Egyptians. And therefore, he had to force us out. He wouldn't let Paro let us go out. And he uses this, the Ma'is HaShem, rather Rav Zilberstein, uses this discussion, this parish of Ma'is HaShem as a proof that had he let us go out, we would have had to have showed Hakaras HaTov. We would still be Meshubadim to Paro and Mitzrayim. And the answer is, of course, we're supposed to show Hakaras HaTov to Jews and non-Jews when they deserve it. But the ultimate thanks we have to show, of course, is to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And as it is today, Erev Pesach, when we bring the Karban Pesach. And the Karban Pesach is a form of a Karban Toda, a Karban brought for thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have to remember all the wonderful things that are taking place right now through the Eis Tzara, how the doctors and the first responders and everything, they're doing incredible work. In the end of the day, not only do we have to thank the first responders, the doctors, the hospitals, the Rabbanim, but we also have to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu is who we're ultimately Meshubatu. And our tefillah and our Torah and our chesed is what's bringing about Yeshua. So we should be Zocha here on Erev Pesach, the eve of the Yom, the Yantiv of Cherusenu, the Yantiv of Gulasenu, we should be Zocha to the Gula Shlema of Amitas, Vimhera, Vyamenu, Amen, Vyamen. Everyone have a wonderful Yantiv and a Chag Kasher, Visameach.